You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. It looks like nuclear plants do not raise child leukemia risk. It was a large study. We'll talk about that. Pretty relieving to some of us who live near a nuclear plant. Now, does that mean we'll still, set up shop close by? Probably not, but it's nice to know. Always nice to get some good news. Also, some good news in today's medical news. A vaccine has been able to eradicate the virus that causes AIDS in monkeys. All right? If they could then extrapolate this sucker and use it for humans, we may have, finally, an AIDS vaccine. Going to talk about a McDonald's manager who has been arrested for robbing his own McDonald's store. We got Tom Hanks released from jury duty after quote-unquote jury tampering. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about the fire that unfortunately ravaged New Jersey's boardwalk. Boy, has New Jersey taken a lot of hits. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I love it when McDonald's is in the news. All right. Just like Walmart. Anytime there's a McDonald's story or a Walmart story, it just always kind of attracts my eye. But apparently a Felix Geronimo Gonzalez Becerra from Oakland, California had been pulled over by police, right, because moments earlier staff reported that they were robbed by him at gunpoint. He manages one of the branches. And he actually robbed, I believe, a couple of the branches. Apparently he held up. Staff was forced into the freezers while he was masked. He, of course, had a gun. It was armed robbery, stole cash. This happened September 2nd, about 10:30 at night. All right. It's not funny at all. I don't think any armed robbery, thank God he didn't hit any of his coworkers, hurt any of his coworkers. But this just kind of reminds us that a lot of crimes are done inside jobs. The people that know the place well, people never seem to assume it's somebody from the inside. They think it's going to be somebody from the outside. Who would walk into a store that they work at, right, or a company they work at and rob? But, just don't let your guard down when it comes to your employees. And I'm not saying you don't have to be that distrustful or paranoid, but, he has been booked. He is in custody, right? Criminal charges brought up against him. But the idea that your manager could hold up your own store kind of, gives you the heebie-jeebies. And this was kind of interesting. I had no idea Tom Hanks was supposed to be serving jury duty. According to TMZ, he's 57 years old. He was approached by a female member of the L.A. City Attorney's Office during lunch break. She came up to him and thanked him for his service. The prosecutor took note, informed the judge of the woman's inappropriate contact with Tom Hanks, and I guess they've decided to, release him from jury duty. Here's the thing, okay? I guess as a juror, you're really not supposed to be talking to the outside. People are not supposed to know you're a jury, you're a juror. I always wondered, how do high-profile stars serve on the jury? Apparently, the case is a domestic abuse case. Now, I am really excited to serve jury duty when I get called. I just love being in the courtroom. I mean, when you're innocent, being in the courtroom is kind of cool. So I really kind of dig that stuff. So I want to be looking for a way out. And I know people could obviously be there. We talked about people trying to get out of jury duty for sick reasons and medical reasons. And we kind of discussed what medical conditions could possibly get you out of jury duty. Not that I encourage that at all. I really encourage you to do your civic duty. All right. I mean, we need, us Americans right? And it with the variety of demographics and the variety of backgrounds to be serving on our jury. You know, unfortunately, you have a lot of people figure out ways to get out. And some of these people that aren't on the jury could really, really help. I mean, it's part of our justice system. We help make the justice system every time we're on the jury. So I think it's one of the coolest things. All right. But, you're not allowed to go up and talk to him and say hi. I know. I'm a huge fan of Tom Hanks. I think he's a great, I think he's a great actor, phenomenal actor. One of my favorite movies he was in was, of course, Forrest Gump and also Castaway. But I remember him from the Bosom Buddy days. To me, Tom Hanks is a phenomenal comedian. And somebody going comedian to method acting, drama, phenomenal. All right, so we'll give you a scoop on that as we get more on that. All right, vaccine, possibly fighting AIDS. This is amazing. Researchers say they found a vaccine that can eradicate the virus that causes AIDS in monkeys. The team from Oregon Health and Science University published the results in the journal Nature. All right, apparently, they say it's always a tough to claim eradication because there could always be a cell that we didn't analyze. But for the most part, using stringent criteria, they could not see any virus left in the body of the monkeys. About half of the monkeys responded to the vaccine, which was created using a common virus. I guess they used the cytomegalovirus. They had the cytomegalovirus exposed to SIV, the simian immunodeficiency virus, which is basically causes AIDS in monkeys as opposed to the human immunodeficiency virus. All right, but it's more potent. It did elicit a T-cell response that was able to attack the SIV. This is cool stuff. Now, the reason why we haven't had a vaccine yet, and the reason why it's so tough is, money is a part of it, okay? I mean, this costs money, right? You know, you also need, you need volunteers. I mean, right? I mean, you know, we need a very set population that wouldn't mind being studied, as well as, you know, maybe foregoing other treatments while we're seeing if the vaccine is working, et cetera, right? So it's hard. It's like doing tests on pregnant women. Very hard to find pregnant women to volunteer. Why? Because they're pregnant, you know? But if this could later be used for humans, phenomenal. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know what I'm eating right now? This is incredible. It's Greek yogurt with honey parfait from Starbucks. Somebody brought that. Uh-oh, it's 300 calories. No wonder it tastes so good. Oh, that's 300 calories. Well, I guess that's all I'm eating today then. Oh, well. I'm not fasting yet. It's not Yom Kippur, so I'm okay. All right, yeah, you know what? I got up the calorie load. I'm going to be fasting for a day. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Darn, that's a mind blow. It was so tasty. That's 300 calories. That stinks. All right. Taking your calls, your questions. Donna from Madison writes, Dahlia, I'm about to talk to my doctor about HIV protection. I met a man online who is open about having HIV. He says his counts are negligible, but I want to know how to protect myself. You know, good for you for, being open-minded like you are. Okay. You know, HIV used to have the stigma of, and, you know, understandably so, it scared a lot of us. You know, people were freaking out that if they did engage in a relationship with somebody with HIV, it was going to be a death sentence for them. Not anymore. There's certain things that doctors can now do. You know, there's post-exposure prophylaxis. You could have sex with somebody, be concerned that possibly you got exposed, and then you could start some post-exposure prophylaxis. I believe some of the HIV doctors have even given partners of people affected by with HIV regular daily antivirals that they could take. It's an avenue of medicine that has to be entertained and has to be researched still. Because, you know, many of us know people with HIV, and it's a virus that's still very common out there, which is why we're still urging everybody to get screened. It doesn't matter if you're straight, gay, white, black, male, female, Hispanic, etc. We're recommending still screening for all, just like with hepatitis, etc., over a certain age, because it's still common out there, and heterosexual contact can still put you at risk. It's lower than IV drug use contact. It could be lower than certain homosexual contact. Any contact where skin could be broken, right, or contact to open sores, open wounds, etc. But, you definitely want to talk to your doctor. I mean, usually we still recommend condoms, believe it or not. But one of you had asked me earlier in the year, are you going to be able to eventually take post-exposure prophylaxis or medications to prevent, such that you finally won't have to use condoms? From what we understand, we still don't know if anything is 100%. So we will still recommend condoms, no matter what, you know, because, again, we just don't know anything at 100%. Just like they were talking about this vaccine with the monkeys, you know, they said they believe they eradicated. Well, by the term eradicated, meaning annihilated all traces of the virus in the test subjects. But even they admitted, the researchers even admitted, wait a second, I mean, we can't say 100%. I mean, all we know is in our stringent guidelines, we couldn't pick it up. You know, it's just like for those of you that have ever dealt with cancer that came back, it's tricky. You think the cancer was eradicated? You know, that's why we never like to use the term cured. We say remission. Some of you have been in remission for 10 years. Some of you have been in remission for 20 years. Great. All right? Sometimes we like to use the word cure, right? Because we want you to feel like, okay, you don't have to think about it anymore. You can relax. But every now and then, one of these rogue cells, right, on some of these cancers that haven't been in remission so long, come back. And it's because you can't always find the cell. You know, we talk about thyroid cancer a lot on the show. And treatment for thyroid cancer, many of you have to go through the radiation. After the surgery, thyroid cancer is cut out. You go for the radiation. And then your cancer treatment is actually life-going. And how your cancer treatment for thyroid cancer, even though it's one of the easier cancer to beat, and has usually a very good prognosis, depending on when it's found, the reason why you're on treatment for life is because they keep your thyroid level extremely high, right? They keep you in a hyperthyroid state, such that they don't want your brain sending out a signal, waking up any thyroid tissue that might have escaped that could have the cancer. So after you go through your treatment, they don't want any thyroid growing back that could possibly have that, you know, potential for thyroid cancer. So we keep your natural thyroid so suppressed with oral medication that keeps you high, such that your body doesn't feel the need for it to grow. And it seems to work very well. So, you know, when thyroid cancer patients say I'm cured, in essence, you are, but you still have that ongoing treatment. You know, I have to hand it to you guys. You know, many of you that have dealt with the cancer scare or, you know, dealt with health issues, you'll come to see me and, you know, I'm like, all right, well, now we got to do your colonoscopy, you know, or now we got to, you know, make sure you get that, you know, fibroid looked at by the gynecologist, you know, and some of you are exhausted. You're like, look, I just went through, you know, the breast cancer, or I just went through, you know, dealing with the leukemia. And, I commend you for your strength, right? I mean, it's, you know, and your willingness to battle it, right? I mean, cancer is very, very scary. And when we grew up, cancer was a death sentence. Nowadays, we need to retrain our thinking. A lot of us, I mean, the statistics about 10 years ago was 1 in 2 of us would get some sort of cancer. It's higher. But don't let that scare you. Okay, it actually makes sense. Cells will decide to go rogue. That's what happens. Some of you will get a little skin cancer. Need to get it cut out, need to get it treated and be fine. Some of you will get breast cancer, some of us will get colon cancer, God forbid. Some of us prostate cancer. But I think as we're aging and as we're realizing that we're beating the heart attacks and the strokes, you know, a lot more successfully, that cancer could be in our future. Well, what we need to do early on is rechange our thinking. Okay? Cancer is something that you could bat out of the ballpark. And if you're find it early, right? And if you're aggressive with some of these that need the aggressiveness, some don't, right? It's treatable, right? Just like treating high cholesterol, just like treating diabetes, just like treating high blood pressure. You know, when I was in school, somebody asked my teacher, which is more of a death sentence, diabetes or cancer? I expected the teacher to say cancer. Instead, he said, oh, diabetes, hands down. And I was shocked by that, but I understand that. Okay, I've seen more people die of heart attacks from diabetes than I have of people dying from cancer. Now, of course, the statistics vary where you live. But I think we need to change the approach of how we look at things from things being death sentences to things being, okay, this is something I got to deal with. Now, the funny thing is many of us don't want to deal with things that happen with our body or our health. We don't mind fixing the roof on our house. We don't mind taking care of a leak. We don't mind unclogging the toilet. We don't mind bringing our car to the shop. But when it comes to our bodies and keeping our bodies up to date, right? We balk at that, or we cringe, or we stick our head in the sand. You know, I had a patient who actually is secreting hormones. He has a hormone secreting tumor. We think it's benign, but we think it's in the brain. As soon as he heard tumor, he's like, you know what? I'm not going to do anything about it. I've lived a long enough life. He's in his 60s. I think he just turned 65. You know what? I lived a full life. And I'm like, shut the hell up. Okay, one, we're talking about a benign tumor. Two, you're only 65 for crying out loud. Quit trying to take the wussy way out. You know, and I get that all the time. You know, even my father used to say that, oh, if I get cancer, I'm going to just let it do what it needs to do. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to be sick. If I got cancer, it means I'm dead anyway. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. And I ended up dying of a heart attack from diabetes, which is why I understood that looks like diabetes could be more of a killer than cancer could ever be. But let's change our attitudes, people, okay? Now, I understand this is difficult in the wake of Obamacare, where they want us to watch and wait with prostate cancer. They don't want us to screen mammograms as often as we do. They don't want us to do our pap smears as often. I get that. Colonoscopies are probably going to go back to every 10 years from every 5. I get that. All I'm telling you is don't let any politician, okay, dictate your health and what happens to you. You and your doctor and your family should be the only ones in the room making that decision. I understand the insurance is going to have input. I understand the government has input. I get that. All right? But you need to be the one to ultimately make that decision. Okay? Finding colon cancer stage 1 versus stage 4 is a huge difference. Yes, colon cancer could take many years, but sometimes a few years is just enough to do us in. Be very proactive. We were talking about in the first hour how many big insurance or insurers are ditching Obamacare exchanges. We just heard today how Aetna is not going to be involved in the New Jersey exchange, as well as, I believe, New York, Connecticut, etc. As you're looking for health insurance, again, be just very wary that you may not have as many options as was purported during the 2014 election. And you may not have as much choice. Without much choice, not as much competition. Okay? You know, we've talked about how to prepare. It's tough. I don't think any of us could prepare. But let's be more positive about our health. Be more proactive. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freeze-dryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freeze-dryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freeze-dryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freeze-dryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. It looks like the New Jersey boardwalk fire at the time of this broadcast, about 95% contained. Chris Christie, you know, some of us may disagree with his politics, but I got to tell you, I mean, when he said that, you know, I feel like I want to puke, I mean, yeah, you got to love the guy for being honest and being upfront. I got to tell you, New Jersey has dealt with so much, you know, from Hurricane Sandy to you know, this fire to their economy issues. So, you know, I don't think we know yet what started the fire. I think it was near one of the ice cream shops. This was on Thursday. And then it just spread crazy through the buildings in two towns, I guess. And, you know, most of those buildings, it looks like it was made of wood. From what we understand, about 50 businesses were damaged or destroyed in the blaze. Chris Christie has called the damage unthinkable. And these are areas that are already, you know, struggling to rebuild since the hurricane. I guess there are certain hot pockets that are still burning that they're taking care of. From what we understand, it went through Seaside Park and Seaside Heights. This is, I guess, the setting for MTV's reality show Jersey Shore. You know, I still have not seen one Jersey Shore. Everybody talks about it, and I still haven't seen it. You know, I don't have time to watch. I mean, I watch Duck Dynasty and Pawn Stars, every now and then a Storage Wars, Impractical Jokers, I love that. I caught a couple Double Divas. I catch a couple shows every now and then. Love Gold Rush, love Jungle Gold. Have never really seen Jersey Shores or Real Housewives or anything like that. By the way, Chris Christie's weight loss, I gotta give him some credit. He did a good job. I mean, he's losing that weight. I think he got a, was it a lap band? Alright. But, yeah, when he said this makes you feel like I wanna puke, you know, they think that the fire could have been much worse if construction equipment used to dig this trench had not already been near the boardwalk. They started to build the trench to try to stop the fire from expanding. All right. We still don't know what the cause of the blaze is, but again, this is just causing more and more trauma to an area that was, you know, crippled to begin with. But I think it's going to make a huge comeback. You know, I've never been on the New Jersey boardwalk. It's something I really, really want to do. Just every time I think about it or, you know, think I'm going to be in the general vicinity, something happens. And I guess it had just reopened Memorial Day weekend, right? It had just reopened Memorial Day weekend. They had had some festivities to try to entice people to come out. And unfortunately, this happened. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. David writes, Doctor, what STDs are we supposed to get screened for regularly? I'm 34 years old, single, but not in any serious relationship. Okay, you know, great question. I'm always an advocate of getting your STD testing anytime you've had a dalliance, sexual dalliance, or something that you didn't use protected sex with. I think that's extremely important. And then a part of your yearly blood work. I don't think it's a bad idea. Check for gonorrhea, chlamydia if you're sexually active and have used unprotected sex, had unprotected sex. If you have ever had a partner that had HIV, hepatitis, herpes, etc. If you had a partner that possibly cheated on you and that's why you broke up, still get checked. And so usually the panel I recommend for STDs is in addition to HIV and syphilis and hepatitis, don't forget herpes, gonorrhea, chlamydia. For women, they'll get the HPV testing from their cervix. Men being checked for genital warts, etc., signs of HPV. And it's extremely important. You know, we talked about how, you know, there are many lawsuits out there of men who had had a relationship with somebody, a one-night stand in a city that they visited. The person claims that they gave her herpes. Now, somebody could say, well, you know what? If I didn't have herpes to begin with, I'm in the clear. Well, did you get screened? Did you have a negative herpes test? Okay. Many of you don't get that stuff screened. All right. Or you could have the unprotected sex. She or the other partner give you herpes. You go back home. You find out 6 months later there's a lawsuit for herpes. You get screened. You're positive. Maybe you're positive because of the first person that gave it to you, but they're claiming you gave it to them. How do you protect yourself? Get the STD testing. So you know where you're at. You know what you have. Anything ever goes legal, you have the proof that you were negative at a certain period of time. Yeah, it may not completely hold up in court because you could have maybe had sex 2 days prior, picked up the virus, etc. But, you know, you're having blood work that designates what you have could be protective. And you also want to protect your partner. You want to know what you have. Okay? You end up having hepatitis B or hepatitis C. That could be sexually transmitted. You want to know what you have. Syphilis, etc. So on your regular blood work, I think it's a smart thing to look at. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, the gonorrhea chlamydia test has been now available in urine form, so you don't have to have the swab that goes into the urethra, okay? You are able to urinate in a cup and get that checked, and you're able to have a blood test. So, I mean, you could technically be dressed the whole time, okay? So it's not that bad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study's come out saying exercise could help ease symptoms of depression, but it's only a little bit, okay? You know, many of you will come into me and you'll say, look, Dolly, I feel like such a failure because I need to take a medication for depression. I'm like, what do you mean? You're not a failure. What are you talking about? Well, I tried everything. I tried exercise. Exercise was supposed to help, but didn't. I don't understand. And we've talked about depression, why some people have, some people are more prone to depression, maybe from serotonin deficiency, norepinephrine, dopamine issues, etc. There's a variety of things. There's also reactive depression. Somebody dies. I mean, there's only so much exercise you could do. I mean, you're not going to erase the memory, for crying out loud. But, exercise, though, is something that should be a part of everybody's regimen who does have depression, whether you're on a medication or not. Now, how much exercise do you need? Well, with some of these studies, all right, I don't think, and I'm looking at this right now, I don't know if they looked at 30 minutes versus an hour, etc. And we're also finding that the time of exercise that people need could also depend on their body, etc., and the type of intensity they do. For me, I work out about 40 minutes a day, all right, but I up the intensity because I don't have time for a whole hour. So what I do is I up the intensity to the point where I think that 40 minutes calorie-wise would equal what I would have done in an hour for a lighter form of exercise, right? You know, so what I've noticed with me is I just have to get my exercise in, even if it's 10 minutes. Trying to get that exercise in every day. If I miss a workout because I'm out of town or something, I try to do a workout and a half the next few days to try to make it up. All right. But the reason why we have to come up with our own regimens is it has to be something that you come up with. And you need to be very diligent. I don't want you being obsessed, even though many people end up, that's the only way for them to do it. But it's like you can't go to bed till you brush your teeth. You can't go to bed till you got your workout in. Now, the problem is that we usually don't recommend a workout right before you go to bed because then it's hard to sleep. But some of us have to do it that way. Otherwise, you won't. Once you find an excuse to not work out, you could go for years without working out. It's scary stuff. So you almost have to have that, checklist, that daily checklist. I ate, I took my vitamins, I took my medicine, I did my exercise type of thing. But, you know, when it comes to depression, we know that the exercise and the endorphins help. Okay, it's just, I think there's a lot of other different causes for depression that maybe exercise doesn't seem to fix. Now, we've had people report that after exercise, they feel good. After exercise, immediately after exercise, they don't have depression. But what about the next morning? Which is why, even if you are athletic, don't, realize there's other things out there for you. Depression being undertreated does no good for nobody. Now, some of you think, well, Dolly, if I'm going to start a medication for depression, I'm going to be on it for life. Well, it all depends. If the depression that you have is something innate that, maybe chemical-induced, hormonally-induced, okay? Let's say, we'll talk about this after the break. We're coming up on break. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So pretty quickly, when any of you ask if you go on an antidepressant or anti-cholesterol medication or blood pressure medication, you're going to be committed to it for life, so why start? That's a very valid concern, and many of you have that. You know, once you, like, you know, people have that same concern with Botox, but once you go in, you're going to always want to keep going back and getting in more. Well, because you feel like you have a rebound wrinkling, so you're forced to go back because it's worse than when you started. Or, you know, with diet pills too. Well, once you stop the diet pills, the weight comes back even more so you have to stay on the diet pill. So many of you have had experiences where you feel like once you start something, you're forced to be on it because going off of it, you feel worse, whether it's a pain pill or whatever. Massage, physical therapy, etc. But it's not completely the case all the time, okay? So when we talked about, let's say, depression, let's say you have depression for something that's a transient thing. So let's say, for example, you go through a breakup or you go through a divorce. Never been depressed in your life. Now you're going through a breakup. Now you're going through a divorce. You are in a deep funk. You're depressed. Somebody like that, I rarely have on antidepressants forever. I don't think I have anybody on it forever at this point. I've only been practicing in my own particular office for 13 years. But once you start to move on with your life, once the tincture of time starts to heal you, as I learned from Dr. Amy Elwood, once you start to get better, meet new people, etc., a lot of times you don't need the medication anymore. It was just to get you through the funk, get you through the divorce because you had trouble sleeping, eating, taking care of the kids, moving on. You tried everything else, etc. So something like that, a reactive depression. Many of you suffer a loss in the family. You'll always feel it. It'll always sadden you. But some of you don't need antidepressants as time goes on, okay? Because you're able to cope in other ways. And so, you know, if it's a temporary situation, a job loss, etc. But if you have an amazing life and you're happy, got a great relationship, or you think you do, great relationship, great job, etc., and you have no idea why, you know, you're, you know, in your bed crying every morning and you don't want to start your day, then that could be something a little bit more chemical. Maybe you have low serotonin, maybe your thyroid's off, maybe there's something else going on. And so even though I still always look at, you know, this may be temporary, we may not have to long-term have you on something, somebody like this who says, yeah, but if you put me on, I'm never going to be able to get off of it, it's not that you're going to be addicted to it. It's if there's nothing environmental we could change to fix you now and the medication is supplementing something you're deficient in, then you probably have something genetic that isn't going to just improve on its own, even though we'll still do a trial of you off to see how you do. You know, I had a patient who had low thyroid, and she said she didn't want to start the medication because she thought she'd then be forced to be on it for life. Well, if the thyroid was just reactively low because she had just got pregnant, maybe there was a virus that bothered it, and it's regrouping, well, then fine. But if then you know, maybe we could watch it for a few months and see. But if you have low thyroid because your thyroid is, pooping out, all right, then when we supplement you, it's only going to work while you're being supplemented. Then we take the thyroid off, the thyroid medication away, and you're not supplemented anymore, and the thyroid drops again. So it all depends if your problem is a permanent or genetic type of problem or not. Same thing with high blood pressure. Some of you that do maybe diet pills or cocaine or Speed or Red Bulls or whatever, and the blood pressure is high, you stop the stimulants, your blood pressure goes down. No, you don't need a medication for life. But for those of you who's doing everything right, eating right, etc., just mom and dad had high blood pressure, now you have high blood pressure, yeah, most likely once you start high blood pressure medicine, you're probably going to need it because the mechanism that's preventing you from having high blood pressure doesn't exist anymore in your body that manages that. So, yes, we have been able to cure diabetes. It blows my mind. People get maybe some weight loss surgery. They lose weight. They aren't diabetic anymore. It's phenomenal. You know, and we've been able to cure cancer. I mean, there's things we have been able to do. But don't not take a medication because you incorrectly think that that is going to change your chemistry such that you're going to be forced to be on the medicine, you know, for life. Now, one theory out there, which I do entertain a lot because that's what I learned in medical school, is sometimes your body starts to compensate for the medication that you're taking. We used to see this a lot with people taking Prozac and Paxil. It's called the poop out theory. Whereas you take these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, basically, serotonin gets shot off one synapse, must be picked up by another. All right, it seems to get picked up by these receptors, do what it needs to do. The selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors selectively inhibit the reuptake of that serotonin on the other side of the synapse. So the medicines then block your absorbing it that quickly, such that it stays in your system a little while longer, which is why there's not as many side effects to these medications as other medications that kind of inject something into you. All right. But the problem is your body may then turn around and open up more receptors, all right, as a compensatory response. So what ended up happening is we would see people on Prozac 10 milligrams. Then they would later need Prozac 20. Then they'd later need Prozac 40. Okay, and then after a while, just didn't seem to cut it anymore. If they missed their medication, now they had all these receptors wide open, and they would feel a reactive drop. So these are things that the doctor is always looking out for and watching, but that shouldn't prevent you at all for trying a trial of temporary treatment. Okay? All right, we're just talking to trial. I've seen too many people, like, for example, okay, one of our friends had hip replacement, and he was so afraid of taking pain medicine because he thought he would be addicted to it that he bucked up and he rided it out without the pain medicine. The problem is whenever you have a hip replacement or knee replacement, therapy is key. You need to bust your butt in therapy to make sure you get that hip or knee moving, shoulder. So if you don't have proper pain management, you're going to start to stiffen. You're not going to have the range of motion, and you could unfortunately fail your replacement. So in that particular case, I commend them, kudos for trying to, bear the pain and not, put yourself in a position where you could possibly be addicted to the medication. The only thing is he started to do himself harm by not improving with the therapy. And so, I talked to him about, maybe, again, low dose, having the doctor monitor it. Maybe you need a little something just so you can get that hip moving. Because therapy, you need to work it out. You need to. That's what the pain medicines are for. So you could have enough pain control to try to get through the therapy and really work that out so that while after the post-surgical pain starts to improve, you hopefully have had that range of motion because you really worked that joint. Pain medicines have gotten a bad rap because people abuse them. But sometimes they could be extremely beneficial and therapeutic. Some of you get into a car accident. And you walk away from the car and you're doing okay. And then the next day comes. And the next day comes. And a week comes. And 2 weeks come. And you are stiffer than stiff. All right? I like to use an anti-inflammatory. As long as your stomach can handle it and your kidneys can handle it and your liver can handle it. We do the anti-inflammatory to decrease inflammation. Try to relax. Once we decrease the inflammation, hopefully then it'll allow you to heal a little more. Sometimes we really need to use these medications to help, to help your therapy along. Don't be afraid of it. Okay? Now, being cautious that you could be stuck on something for life, I still recommend. Okay? Because, a month could turn into 2 months, could turn into 6 months, could turn into a year, and then all of a sudden you're like, dang, I've been taking a sleeping pill every day for the past year, or I've been taking a pain pill every day for the last year. You need to watch that. All right, can't wait to talk to you again. Stay tuned, we got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.